Welcome to the Mana Pool, the Geek.io Dungeons and Dragons 5th Edition Live Play Podcast.
Hello and welcome, friends, back to the Mana Pool, the Geek.io Live Play Role-Playing Podcast. Once again, welcome back, you guys. Still doing the Open Legend. I am your host, your Wolf Boy, your CJ Boat. Joining me, as always, Dem Sleeves, though, Carrie.
Hello. Yay, not Laura Croft.
He's still just unbearable, Raul.
Howdy. I mean, roar.
She's probably Tinkerbell, Rachel.
I'm Tinkerbell? I'm a fairy now? Well, shit, that changes my outlook on things.
And he's definitely Tinkerbell, Felix.
Hell yeah. How's it going?
our GM, Josh, is currently away from keyboard. He'll come back and yell at us here in just a moment.
I don't know. Josh isn't the yelling type. He just kind of mysteriously hints at our demise.
Right?
And maniacally laughs.
Yes. He maniacally laughs more than I do, and it's frightening.
It's a little scary. I'm not going to lie.
It's like every time we're like, oh yeah, so when do we get to the end of your story?
next week, it's a very short story. Don't worry, you'll find out.
By the way, what's your life insurance plan like? I just for curiosity's sake.
Oh, can I take out a life insurance policy on my allies?
How's your health plan?
So what happened last time on the Mana Pool, you guys?
I think we killed some dudes.
No, that was a couple episodes ago.
Kai and Vilfreya team parents confirmed.
Yep. Absolutely. We are definitely team dad, team mom. We got to town. And now we are going around investigating people. I let kids play with me like I was some kind of dog because I didn't want to scare the kids.
And we made a friend.
Yeah.
He's a pretty cool guy. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. Felix offered him a used tongue.
I did.
Yeah. He was fun. I don't remember his name. It's not saying anything because I don't remember the name of my own characters when I make them either. So I'll call him Mutie McMuteface.
That was the most outstanding feature he had.
Yes. Actually, I have it written down here because it's notes for my game. You would think that I do some writing for my own game or something. Irvin. Irvin is the Tongueless Wonder.
That's not what the ladies call him.
Hey!
There's Josh!
Yeah, good one.
How's it going, kids? What can I say? I like to make an entrance.
That's not what the ladies say.
Damn!
I made a backup character!
Shot
I made a
fired.
Backup character!
Yes. Yes, you did.
So, we've been kind of investigating around town. We got some news about what's going on with the white. We found out that there is an incredibly beautiful woman also hunting this spectro-magical creature right now. Also, now I'm sad because I mentioned spectro-magic. That's a Disney thing you wouldn't understand.
go away.
Spectro-magic's never coming back, wait. Rachel. Don't worry.
But I want it.
I know,
I know. It was so pretty.
It was so good. But we found out some information, but we're going to find out more about that after we all nap.
Well, some of us are napping.
Yeah. I'm not, because I don't really nap.
And Felix isn't, because he decided to hit the mean streets of the woods.
I'm gonna go beat some people up. Maybe. I don't know. It's possible, with what Josh is smirking and all.
I specifically asked Kai to babysit them.
Yeah.
I am going to hang around with Cal. Do you mind if I call you Cal?
So are we going into game, Josh? I leave the rest of the introduction up to you.
I mean, I think it's safe to do a veil piercer, whatever it is that we do on this particular iteration of the Mana Pool.
Part the veil of reality.
That thing.
Yeah. So Cal's gone. He's off doing the wood thing. I would probably just, so I'm not having him wander off on his own, because team dad, I probably drag Amy with him and myself to go into the woods.
Into the woods.
Okay, so into the woods we go.
Hopefully. Everybody but...
Anything but the woods!
Wasn't there someone else who was going to nap as well?
Yeah, Raul said he wanted a nap, but apparently he's not going to.
Hibernation comes later in the year.
Well, he literally said, I'm going to take a bear nap, and then we cut the last episode, so...
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's right.
So, Cal... Myself and Amy, if she comes with me.
Probably.
So are we splitting the party?
We're splitting the party.
So I'm,
Don't you know, you never split the party. Clerics in the back, keep the fighters hale and hearty.
Wow. That's
You've never heard that song?
I never have. I've never heard of it.
Oh my God. We're sending you a thing after this episode.
I put a hand on Cal's shoulder as he's getting ready to gloomily walk himself away from us.
He grunts.
Where are you going?
Looking for the woman.
It's probably a good place to start. Valfreya and the bear are taking a rest, so
Valfreya and the bear.
That sounds like a band.
Or a sitcom.
Or a bad porn.
Okay.
Of course she went there.
So maybe we can get some information for them by the time they awaken.
It's not a bad idea.
But you're not going alone.
May I inquire as to why?
That is an incredibly bad idea. For everyone involved, not just you, but I'm certain of those around you if anything bad happens.
I like to think I can handle myself.
Nope, you're not allowed.
It is more so, I do not doubt your abilities. I've seen you in combat. I am more so referring to the fact of public perception and the fact that we would like to not have everybody in this immediate area either killed or frightened of us.
He considers it for a moment. Okay. Let's we will search for her together. It's better to have four pairs of eyes than just two. All right, two pairs of eyes than just one. That's all me. I'm bad at this. I just want to let everybody know.
So kind of a Calabras can't count.
Apparently not. I mean, how do you, right?
He's used to counting in hundreds of thousands because of all of his minions. The small numbers are a problem for him.
Some of them don't always have a perfectly formed skull, you know?
Yeah, and sometimes, you know, you have two ones and you're just not sure how to count it. Wait, I can fix this problem. I'm going to resurrect two skeletons.
No!
I'm just imagining like Calabras seeing two people over there and be like, okay, there are two ones of people over there.
God damn it. Okay, alright.
You realize we pick on you because we love you.
It's okay. I'm used to the hard love already.
I'm just sitting here thinking how fantastic it is of the big scary necromancer having some all too human flaws.
I do point back at Amy and say, she's coming with us, but I have a plan for her.
Oh my.
I turn back at her as we're leaving the tavern. I look at her and I go, Amy, do you remember that time that you flew?
Kinda. It was a little weird, and I'm not quite sure how it happened, but sure! Yeah, it was great!
With GM permission, I will of course do this, but I'm going to channel some magic energy into my hand and point at her forehead. And with her permission, I will turn her into a falcon.
Yay! Birdie form!
I mean, Wonder Twin powers activate? I don't know.
She doesn't know how to control it, so I kind of just gave her, I give her brain freeze until she just remembers.
Jump start. Hang on a sec. Gotta jump starter head.
It's kind of like you give a kid with ADHD speed. So, like, I've just kind of brainwashed her to the point till she remembers. No, I mean, Ritalin, it's speed.
No. It's just saying it that way.
It's when you put it that way, CJ, that makes it sound really bad.
I'm just over sitting like, you know, Kid Flash.
The brain just needs that little kickstart.
Clear.
Exactly.
I think so, it's more of like starting a lawnmower where you gotta pull the cord a few times really hard.
Oh god, the beans.
Oh
no, don't make that joke.
That's what she said.
I have a story for when we're not recording.
I kind of already don't want to hear it.
This is I kind of do want to hear it, but yes, when we're not recording. So I look at her, I go, and obviously I know she can't speak. I go, feel familiar?
Can I just peck him on the head once?
One peck for yes, two pecks for no.
Exactly.
And I grunt and I say, yeah, this is, yeah, she can do this when she remembers too. Do you remember what Irvin said the woman looked like?
Two pecks for no. Dunk, dunk.
Do I need to freeze your brain again?
Insane amount of rapid pecking on his forehead.
I do the whole Falcon ear, like, launch her up from my arm. And I said, find the woman. You know what she looks like. She can look from up there. We can gather information and be more grounded eyes from here.
Clearly he hates me.
Or maybe it's just a practical solution.
There is no practical with him.
It's a crazy idea, but...
She'll remember. She always does. So, you would think that if a woman this beautiful was in town, that there'd be more people gathered around her. So it only begs to believe that she is in the woods.
I believe that's what Irving told us when we spoke to him. I believe he mentioned doing her own hunting.
So, begin walking to the woods. A gloomy wolf and a gloomy tin can walking towards the woods.
All that's missing is the girl from Kansas and... Wait, no. Wrong show.
She's up there!
We need the giant lion, but I think a bear will do.
The girl from Kansas is now a bird. She'll be alright.
I don't think that's how that fairy tale goes.
Which incarnation? Who's keeping track at this point?
Right?
You know what? I'm so lost in this joke, I don't even know where we're going anymore.
Into the woods.
Hey, look, there's
the
woods.
Hey, look, trees.
And home before dark.
When do woods turn into a forest?
Depending on who you're asking.
Yes. The answer is yes.
Maybe, I think one is slang for the other.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, we can't use the F word around here. That's on the west side of town.
I just love the idea that somebody copyrighted the word fucking forest.
You know, wood side, forest side.
Forest for life.
Forest for life. That's it. That's the show title right there. Oh my god.
Alright, so I guess I am doing some just sniffing around for, I'm guessing, lady smell.
I'm torn. I want to use my skeletons, but I can't. So I feel like it's a bad idea.
I want to say something inappropriate, but I really shouldn't.
Just don't raise the town folks dead, for the love of god.
All right, smelling time. Where is my smells? How I smell! Perception,
smell
how do you want
you.
Me to smell? How you want me to smell?
Preferably like you just bathed.
Well...
God damn it! I would assume it's perception, but, you know, I don't know.
It would be perception.
All right, well, I have advantage one. Okay. Yay! All right. Perception, advantage one. Okay, I do the thing. Do I smell?
That's some pretty good sniffing.
I sniff good!
You're not going to find too much in the immediate area that isn't small, fluffy woodland critters. So, I mean, if you're hungry, that's great. But considering you know the rough location of anything within 60 feet of you, according to the way your nose works.
Yes.
You know, you're smelling mostly, you know, Rodentia, Vulpines, so on and so forth. You know, this close to the village, you're not going to run into too many of the woodsmen just yet, considering they probably consider it in their best interest to fell trees away from where their houses are.
Yeah, I mean, we're walking towards the... At least I'm walking that way towards the mountains.
All right, so I have a quick question.
Mm-hmm.
How far away are we from everybody else? Like, are we outside of the town?
There are no people within 60 feet of us.
All right, zombie it is. I'm making a zombie.
Out of character question, because I realized I upgraded or updated my sheet, but I didn't upgrade Toucan Sam, you know, my falcon form. Mm-hmm. Did my falcon form get one experience too, or no?
Well, the falcon form, because it's an alternate form, is based on your statistics.
So technically, I did get one experience then, right?
Technically, but it's not like your falcon form can level up independent of your main form. Okay. Everything Toucan Sam is related to you. So okay. The rules for it are in the rules.
Gotcha.
Which I should probably pull up just for quick reference, just in case. Because, hey, we're all still learning this fantastic new system together.
I grunt as the smell of death comes and hits me in the nose. I give you the icy stare.
Apologies.
Its smell is quite distracting. I hope you are aware of that. Is there a particular reason why you felt the need to summon an undead here?
In case of difficulties.
I look at the weapon on his back.
Insurance.
I look harder at the weapon on his back.
The weapon stares back at you blankly.
I roll a shitter for the weapon.
I attack the weapon.
It's too late. You've angered the gazebo.
God damn it! I was hoping for that joke. I will take my weapon out too. Also, just so
I just close my eyes and continue to sniff.
Sniff, 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 sniff.
You gotta really ignore the bone smell. Like, that's...
Thankfully, I have been around you for, 3 days now? 4 days? So I've kind of adjusted myself to your smell.
Seriously. I smell like a basement dweller, like, 24-7.
Which is mostly just metal and death, so I kind of just avoid that.
Death metal!
So, your natural musk, Felix?
Basically. Seriously, that's crazy.
Or is it unnatural musk?
Oh, there we go.
Rachel, just to answer your question really quick with technically another question, do you have tier 1 or tier 2 of alternate form?
1.
Okay, so you have your falcon form has half of your main character's attribute points rounded Correct. Up. So if you okay. have a 1 in something, you would still have 1 in that because it rounds up.
Okay.
And the falcon has 3 feat points. When okay. you get to tier 2 of alternate form, you have the same attribute points, you know, to distribute however you feel.
Okay.
And it has 3 less feat points than your primary.
Gotcha. Okay.
So.
All right. So I will stop taking up the searching stuff and allow Rachel to do what she's going to do now. Or Felix. Because I'm just sniff, 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 sniff,
Sniff, sniff, sniff, sniff.
Wait, what happened?
CJ's giving you guys room to do things.
Okay, I'm going to keep looking.
Because he doesn't want it to turn into some kind of horrific tomb where one character is doing all of the rolling.
All right, I'm going to keep
looking. That one character was glorious and didn't deserve to die.
Let's see how high I can fly. Am I going to be able to fly high, or am I going to be, like, derping it up?
I mean, you are a falcon. You are as proficient at being a falcon as you are at being a person.
I'm going to go ahead and roll for persuasion. Blah, 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 persuasion.
Yes, you're going to talk up that tree.
Hey, do you know where, like, okay.
Give me a position or I kill you!
And he gets a one.
He absolutely talks up that fucking tree right there.
Oh my God. I like to think that Calabras is distracted by the death of the skeleton next to him. Like, God damn, that really does smell bad.
He's like, I think this is wood.
That is, like, he went to talk up the tree and he fucking tripped over a branch and went face first into the trunk of it. And did he injure himself is the question?
And no dignity whatsoever. That's what's happening here.
That is a straight up face plant into a tree.
His dignity has received lethal damage. There is no hope of healing it.
I am laughing, like, internally so hard right now. As a hunter and as a professional, I don't externally laugh, but I am trying really hard not to.
Calabres stares at you and says, "This never happened."
You can just vaguely see his tail twitching because he's trying not to wag it.
I do kind of look up in the sky and I go, I won't say anything.
But I promise nothing.
It all depends on what you get on a perception roll, Rachel, with your falcony falconness.
You're too distracted by Calabres' tripping that you hit a tree as well.
Fly into a tree and I just like, all right, fuck it. You guys go back to town. I'm taking over here.
Let's see. What does she roll?
Better than you! I have zero in my persuasion, or perception, rather.
So do I.
You rolled a one.
You see lots of trees from below. There are some other birds flying around. They're not very friendly. The mountains are huge. But you're not going to get too much other than that.
All right, Jesus, fine. Perception, one, advantage.
Jesus!
Sniff, all right, sniff, sniff, sniff.
Well, obviously, at this point, we're continuing moving. Like we're.
Well, yeah, obviously.
Yeah, and I fast track, so I don't have to. I'm a fast tracker, so when I'm actually hunting something, I don't take any movement speed past.
You don't have to sit there and put your nose to the ground.
Exactly.
Which is good. There's still not too much as far as, you know, non-minute living things in this immediate vicinity. You can tell that a few male humans did pass this way not too many hours ago. They have the musk of the woodsman about them.
It's about what, midday?
Early midday, yeah. Not quite lunchtime yet.
Okay. But only a few woodsmen, not like this is the way that they were going for logging camp today.
Yeah, I mean, they may have been going out about their own business as far as that goes. It's not as organized as modern logging operations go. It's mostly small teams.
And I don't smell anything spectrally outside of Bonehead over there.
Not a whiff.
Oh boy. All right. Again, I now relinquish my turn to the other people doing things.
Whoop whoop whoop! Time to fail again. Here it goes. Jesus Christ.
Hey, you did slightly better this time.
Rachel?
Oh, let's see how this goes.
She can assign points, right, into her bird form, or is it just mimic what she has?
No, it's a completely different setup, but I went for my agility, and why do I have one of... I did when I leveled it up, I didn't level it up properly.
You should have made this a scouting form, Rachel. Why did you go agility? You're not going to be attacking.
It was done for the stealth aspect, dear. You helped me with it. Don't even.
You're a fucking falcon. You should have been putting stuff into perception.
Well, now we have one in perception. Here we go.
You're just a really blind falcon.
Boom!
Whoa! Oh, there you go. Jesus.
I see
the difference one makes.
God damn, that thing exploded.
Yeah, it did.
It exploded all over the place. That's a 1d4 that exploded until she got a 23 on it.
She only rolled an 11 on her d20 and just kept rolling fours.
Boom, 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 boom. The magic missile effect.
And this is why exploding dice are awesome.
Right?
Except for when they accidentally almost kill somebody.
What's that, 6 dice that she rolls?
Yeah, that 7 with the 20? Yeah, that is almost 6 perfect fours. Like,
I wonder how exploding dice would work in other games.
Yeah, it's difficult on most games. Most of the time, it's just you roll 1 and it's a critical hit. Like,
yeah, the so thing a with, great fearless leader. What do I see other than everything?
Well, since you're looking for something specific in this particular case, you do manage, as you're making a sweep across the forest on your majestic wings, crying through the air like the bird of prey that you are, you do catch somehow through the canopy a glimpse of something very, very red.
Also, I would like to request that for a brief moment, Rachel just sees the fact that she's not real and is in fact a computer program.
Just... She didn't get quite that high.
She rolled 6 fours.
Right, that just proves that I am over the effect of truly evil.
All right, and since you can't speak, Rachel, I have no way of knowing what you got, so.
Yes, but you hear that excited caw thing going on, like this I see it!
Are you flying in that direction, like where it's going? Like where it's at?
Yeah, I hear that and look up. What do I see, Rachel?
You see me doing very large circles and like flying erratically like a retarded bat with no sonar going on.
All right,
because
running,
I get over hyper excited.
Running over there immediately, and I'm gonna roll agility to see how fast I get there. Son of a bitch!
Oh, that's
chung,
not
chung 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 chung.
That's not too bad. A 13?
No, it's really not compared to, you know, a 1.
Oh, we're going to just keep that, like, going the whole time? Okay, you know what? I'm okay with that.
I mean, really, technically speaking, he rolled perfectly average.
Yes.
He got a 10 and a 3 on a d20 and a d6.
Oh, wow, that is average. Well, now I feel super underwhelming.
You are averagely acceptable.
Are you pointing in any specific
adequate
direction, Rachel? Are you, like, trying in any way to display this information that you got?
Kind of dive bombing in one little area. Not exactly being very stealthy about it. Because I'm like, hey, I can see it! Look! It's there!
I kind of start heading that way and continue to... actually, I'm going to use this turn to try and move fast.
Me too.
Gotta go fast.
I'm going to do it too, but I'm not nearly as fast as him.
I am going to use... Hold on, I need to look at something here. I thought I... Ha ha! I do! I am going to use That's just using that. All right, that's right in combat. So I'm just use a roll of movement. To kind of just begin moving fastier.
Fastier? Begin moving fastier.
That way. I start moving fastier that way. The way
I assume I'm falling behind him. Because I am covered in metal. And I'm not used to running in forests. Oh, I'm sorry. Woods.
Yeah, don't be arborist. Jesus.
You sure the forests are on the west side?
Well, you definitely managed to make it into the general area in very little time whatsoever.
All right. Okay. At this point, I... hopefully she's still looking at me, so I kind of put my arm up for her to signal to have her land on.
I kind of stumble through the trees, probably knock a branch or leaf or two down on top of CJ and, well, land on his arm and start pecking and poking my...
I'm used to this by now. Frosty finger
she's
upside the head.
She's very excitable as a bird!
Frosty finger upside the head, and then I drop my arm.
Always excitable.
Chill out. All right, if you guys will just bear with me.
Upon his rusty finger, I end up landing in a pile of human squishiness on the ground beside him going, God damn it, I hate that. Fucking cold fingers, bastard.
In the distance. Ching, 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 ching.
Oh, and then I kind of close my eyes and I'm like, oh, right, he was with us.
This is why I feel unloved, CJ. This is a reason.
Well, in character, like, it's pretty, I mean, a hunter is single focused, and Kai at this point has been doing this for quite some time and is, like, single minded when he begins hunting something.
I know, CJ. I'm just kidding.
I know.
Look, there's nothing but love right here.
Yes.
Between me. Nothing Absolutely. But love.
Nothing but love.
Because you kind of resemble a tree.
I can't even be mad at that one. That was...
Well, as you guys go charging through the woods and make it to your hopeful destination, we're going to have a quick transition here, so you're going to have to redrop your tokens. Actually, I think I can do that for you.
You can.
So we have three characters out in the woods, and we've got two characters in the town asleep.
Sure do.
Just be in the peanut gallery over here in the in the hangout.
Okay, it was better than four people in town and one wandering off into the woods.
This is true.
You know what's funny? Like, given my record of how well I've been doing today, it would have just been me stumbling around the woods for 4 hours alone.
Nope. Come back. Come back and he's covered in foliage, like from head to toe.
And scene change.
Yeah. Just like, fuck this job, seriously.
Hey, Calabras, how'd it go? I found a suspicious twig.
I killed it. It is now my servant.
I just show you like a spooky, like purpley glowing stick.
Come on, guys, really, I expect better than you. I found a suspicious tree. I didn't like it the way it was barking at me.
Oh, God. Here it comes.
Leave the tree out of this. It did nothing to harm you.
That was low-hanging fruit, and you know it.
You gotta branch out somehow.
You know what? This is what I'm gonna write on my suicide note. It's gonna be these words right here.
What, that we drove you a little bit nutty?
Every time we do this, I die a little more inside.
All right, let's keep the jokes from getting a little wooden, guys.
But it's so hard to leave it be.
Bark, bark, what do we see?
Okay, I assume the scene transition has been effective.
Yeah, yes. Unlike in my game, yours apparently works. Yes, we're there.
Ooh, you are now on the other map?
Ooh.
Yes.
Can you see the other token that is on the map?
Yes, it is a pretty redheaded girl.
There you go.
Okay, can I see her, like, in character-wise? Because she is what?
She kind of stands out from the surrounding greenery.
Okay. What's she doing?
Mostly just seems to be examining things. The terrain, the trees themselves. She seems pretty absorbed, although... with the oncoming Clang Fest, she'll probably turn your general direction here in a few seconds.
Is she inside of a grove of some sort?
You're in a forest.
Calabras's token is blending into the background.
I know. Really it's...
Oh, wow. Damn, you're not kidding.
I am super stealthy necromancer, man.
Clang, 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 clang.
On this particular map, you cannot be seen.
Can we put, a dot on him? Because I honestly didn't see him until just now.
Here, hold up. Red dot's not going to help.
There we go.
Green dot.
Yellow.
Yellow would work.
Yellow.
There we go.
There you go.
Green dot in the fucking forest. Thanks, Felix.
I'm sorry. I immediately fixed my suggestion, all right? You don't need to tear my head off.
All right. So as she inevitably turns around because of the clang, 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 I raise up a hand to hail her.
You raise up a paw?
Yes, I raise up a paw.
Paw.
Paw, 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 paw.
Freedom.
That bush killed my paw.
Well, not joking, one of the best bands in Alabama's name is Paw Paw Medicine Cabinet, so you know. I'm not saying that because the lead singer is one of our hosts on How It Stacks. Catch that whenever the hell I put up an episode.
Right.
All right, have I caught up yet? Am I there?
It doesn't take you too long. It's not like you were super far behind, but...
And I wasn't sprinting. I was just, single-mindedly going in a...
Excited basically, dog.
Yeah, I basically took a double move action and then just kept moving.
Someone's at the door. Someone's at the door.
Basically, yes. So yeah,
there was a squirrel. I saved you from the squirrel. Look, the squirrel's gone. I saved the squirrel. I found the squirrel.
I saved the squirrel. I turned it into a falcon and then I turned it into a girl. I raise up, and I just slowly begin walking towards her, kind of like I mean no harm.
Calabras will be just slightly ahead of you, with his skeleton just slightly ahead of him.
Kind of negating the whole "we come in peace" imagery.
Yeah, yep. I mean, if she attacks, I have a skeleton shield, so I just pick him up and put him in front of me.
And a goddamn lance! You're good!
See, my whole purpose is to make this as difficult as possible.
Congratulations, you are succeeding.
Are you just playing yourself, Felix?
Essentially. No, not really.
Yeah, he's not this metal.
It's true. I can't raise the dead. I wish I could. All right, guys, this joke is getting really cold. Let's move on.
Oldest degree.
There you go. There you go. You're joining us now. We've won him. All right. So I just kind of shrug and say, and then at this point, I just give up the semblance of self and I go, "Hello, Irvin sent us."
Well, I was going to say, if this was an assault, you're not exactly the best I've seen.
Well. I mean, partially, we weren't exactly attempting to hide ourselves. We were merely trying to find you, I guess.
And why, may I ask, although it is somewhat obvious, might you be attempting to find me?
Well, first, m'lady, my name is Kai Silvermoon. I am a hunter and adventurer here, sent here
to investigate the wight that has been haunting this village.
I see. And that involves me because you are attempting to weed out competition?
Attempting to gain more information. I have no... I have no desire for a bounty. I have no wish to gain any fame for this. I cannot speak for my compatriots, but strictly speaking, I have no stake in whatever game you are playing.
I see.
That being stated, you were told to us to be the only other person who takes this as seriously as we do.
Well, I tend to take most things seriously, and one does not hear often of such occurrences in such remote locations without extraordinary influence, shall we say.
Out of character, did Irvin tell us her name?
He did not.
Yeah, I was about to say, I don't think he did.
I say, because I've been writing stuff down, and I didn't write her name down, so... Again, I'm not trying to be, you know, I'm not trying to make this show Kai and his amazing friends, so, Rachel, Felix?
I am probably not the one you want talking to this person.
But he's not stopping you.
I am not stopping you.
God damn it.
Raul, you and I are going to wake up and the entire forest is just going to be on fire.
May I ask your name, ma'am?
Here, wait, I'll make it better. Hey, Redhead, what's your name? You're really hard to find.
Is that so, Blondie? I've been told I stick out quite a bit.
Kinda, but I can't say much because I'm not much better. But you're definitely on the redder side than me.
Quite. You may call me Lisa, eh?
Spell, please. Okay, that's how I had it spelled. Sweet.
Did you accurately guess it?
Yes, I did.
God damn it.
Well, it's spelled pretty phonetically.
Yeah, it's almost like I just kind of go with phonetic spelling for things until I prove it otherwise. So my notes will say Lisai, not Melisandre. Okay. While Rachel is talking,
The hell was that?
The fuck was that?
What? What happened?
There's this screaming in the background, and then Google Hangouts went to your camera, Felix.
Is there something you want to tell us about your skeletal familiars?
Look, I told them that if they're going to keep people in the basement, to gag them first. God damn it, it happens every goddamn time.
Freaking Saturday nights.
Seriously.
Also, but you do... Go ahead.
I was going to say, I told them to not use the hot pokers so often.
I was going to say, you do have a cat, don't you? I saw it earlier on screen.
Yeah, she's right here, though.
While they are...
Kitty.
Hello, kitty!
Yeah, kitty!
Cat does not look happy to be picked up. Cat looks like...
You put me down right
this goddamn minute!
I pulled her up from sleeping.
Oh, Jesus. Ooh.
You are a dead man, Felix, and it won't be by my hand.
That's not till later.
It's okay.
Sniff, 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 sniff. Does she smell special or anything like that in any way?
I mean, no.
Fantastic. That's not the kind of pussy he's after.
Oh, my.
Yeah, sniff, 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 sniff. Anything special?
Well, I mean, unlike most things in your immediate vicinity, you know, since you've arrived in town, she smells clean.
Okay.
Probably just a very, very slight hint of perfume.
Okay. I am also not at all doing this to dedicate this to memory, as my master tracker feat says that I can do things with, so that I can track her later. That is not at all what I am doing.
Totally not doing that.
We believe no. you.
Not one bit am I utilizing my feats correctly.
Why would you ever want to do that?
Because this person has a name, and I'm genre savvy and realize that that means something.
God damn it.
And a token.
Now, why would I do that?
Really, the token is what really makes them important.
Yes. So, yeah.
You can tell they're not just a token character?
Exactly. This is not a token redhead.
Oh, good lord. So going with the Rachel's character is spastic and naive. So why are you hiding in the forest? What's so special about here? Do you know something about the white that we're looking for?
GM just said there was something else.
Oh yes.
Wait, what?
Sniff, 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 sniff.
There is something else about the air about her, but you can't quite figure it out.
Ooh, I know what role to make next then.
God.
Because I read the rules.
I know who that is.
So I go from a perception roll to a prescience roll, if I remember correctly, because that is trying to track things magically. Which does not give me an advantage.
Ooh, let me do it. Let me do it. Let me do it.
Jesus.
You suck at this. Roar!
That's presence.
Oh, wrong one.
you flash your chest at her.
Yeah, I got boobs too.
Hers are better, no offense.
Probably. Yeah. Yeah. I don't got that. Here, let me persuade her. There's something special that you want to tell us, isn't there? Tell us more about the white.
Boop, 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 boop.
How do you fail that role?
Because I suck at life.
No. Like, how? Like, what did...
Oh, she just rolled... She didn't fail it completely. She rolled a 3 and a 1.
Oh.
Roll 20 is going to highlight it no matter if you roll a 1 on any of your dice, I'm noticing. So
you get, like, a 34 and still get a 1.
Yeah.
It'll still be red.
If you just keep exploding 20s and then your other one is a 1, then yeah, it's still going to show up red. At least from what I've noticed. Because I'm fairly sure one of like the 30-somethings that I rolled was still red.
Mm-hmm. Seems to be that way. It's an odd system that way, but we still love it.
It's more of a technical thing than the actual game issue. But yeah, so I'm... All right, so just smells odd. Got it.
Yeah, you have even... I wouldn't say you have even less of a clue of what it is, but you definitely don't have more of a clue.
I understood.
She does not smell like most redheads you've met.
Okay.
And so, no, I don't mean that to say she's dying.
A lot of redheads.
I do sniff a lot of redheads, in fact. It's a hobby of mine. So, yeah, I kind of purposely let Amy continue to talk, because that's how this tends to go.
I wouldn't really say I'm hiding in the woods, investigating much as you likely are, although... well, let's say our reasons may not exactly be the same.
I give the puppy dog cock to the head, cock side to the head. Thing. Because I will not request that you give information without giving so ourselves. We are simply attempting to locate the manner of this beast and free this town of it.
Yes, I suppose they would quite appreciate that. We are not entirely opposed in that regard, though. My rationale is not quite so, shall we say, noble. Altruistic.
Yes. Admittedly, that is the simplified version of our reasons here. But, I mean, as I had stated earlier, whatever game you are hunting here, mayhaps we can benefit one another as opposed to oppose one another. My group has a, as he looks over at Calabras, certain way of getting things done.
Loudly and obnoxiously?
Not always.
There must be more to your group, then.
Yes, we, as most people would do in this part of the part of the world, we are set up in town.
Understandably so. I suppose I may see you at the tavern later, then. Well, it is not as if I am chomping at the bit to join your gallivanting, but suffice to say, if you do not hinder my own investigation, I shall not hinder yours.
Wouldn't you rather help us? We'd like to help you, maybe, if it's a thought that you might want to do.
I don't work well with others.
Ooh, I have a thing that I
want
to
do. Hey.
I have a thing I want to do. Oh, I have a thing I want to do. I want... Jesus! That's how you persuasion roll.
Three times, but can we take that first one? Like, come on, you know you want to help us.
Oh,
I'll buy you a drink.
God.
Before you go into what you're about to say, Josh, and whatever is going to come as this one, I close my eyes and begin chanting to myself.
Yay.
I'm going to do it.
Umo gwe gwe fai ni sao.
Exactly. It is, I am beginning to channel, what the hell did I label this as? I labeled it as Hunter's Sense, but hold on, I got to figure out what the fuck I meant by that.
That's why it's always good to put in the notes for the ability, what you're using the ability from.
For all of them, I did, except for the fact that I apparently just started copying at invocation time 1 minute.
My name's CJ and I read the rules.
Because it's... Jesus. Basically, it is power level 3. The target asks a question about a course of action they plan to take within the next hour. The GM communicates this through symbols, impressions, or a single word such as favorable or unfavorable.
Are you asking your magic 8-ball?
Basically, yes. I'm just trying to remember what the hell I put it as.
I like to communicate psychically with the trees.
I am nature's ally. I am the closest thing to a druid that we have in this fucking party, so...
Answer hazy. Try again later.
I just imagine CJ's character slamming his head on a tree and just being like, shh! I'm listening to the whispers.
Your secrets!
Felix, you already tried that once tonight.
It's true, it didn't
forever.
I would think if I did it to a zombie, though, it would work much better.
You are referring to precognition.
Yeah, that one! Thank you. I'm gonna put that in the description.
There is a link for you.
In
the hangout.
Precognition.
Right. Whoa, hey now. Or not just like that, it's a way different thing.
All right, so yeah, I am beginning to use my Hunter Sense for precognition, and I'm going to give that a roll.
Success.
Yay. So yeah, I'm going to let their conversation go, and at this time, I'm going to kind of just start some mystic chanting. That's at power level 3. So I succeed at power level 1, but not power level 3. I think that's how that works. I don't know.
Looks like you're successful regardless.
I rolled a 15. The challenge rating for power level 3 is 16.
Oh. Then yeah, success it.
Oh, yeah. Success at 1. So basically, I'm just going to kind of get a grunt if I ask the correct answer.
Technically, don't you succeed at level 2 then? Because that's the min and the max. Okay.
Yeah, there is no level 2.
Well, you would succeed at it if there was a level 2.
Yeah, so I'm going to let their conversation continue while I'm chanting.
So you were trying to be exceptionally persuasive with the young lady. Ami, what exactly were you trying to elaborate on?
I think maybe you should really help us. I mean, let's face it, we're both going to go for the same thing. And, you know, you can get what you want out of it. We can get what we want out of it. And it'll be great. What do you want out of it? Because you haven't really told us what you want out of it.
And I cannot say I really intend to. My reasons are my own, but you do not strike me as clever enough to fabricate things to such an extent.
That's a compliment, right?
Wait.
Sweet! You're pretty and nice. Want to be friends?
Aren't you charming? I worked with others before. It did not end amicably for either party involved.
Oh. Did you have to kill him?
No.
Oh. That's unfortunate, because sometimes killing things is fun.
Calipress kind of nervously coughs at this statement.
Calipress, you have a skeleton with you. Shut up.
Well, it is partly as if that is of any consequence. Such manipulations are rather mundane.
Okay, now I'm going to take my...
Hold the phone out of character. Did she just call my necromancy boring?
She did. All right. Okay. Hunter sense time! Within the next 5 minutes, I want to know if it is a good idea or a bad idea to attack this woman. Because I have a bad feeling this is where it's going to go.
I'm pretty sure that both Kai and Calabras are just sitting there going, oh my god, Rachel... Amy, you just need to shut up. Amy, shut up.
Now I'm on Josh's camera. I wasn't before. So if it was a nonverbal thing, Josh, please make the same thing that you did.
I was actually just looking at some things and... You don't quite have a good feeling about the odds here.
Wow, that is a lot more than it was given, that I was promised. Thank you, good sir. I immediately, as she says that, I thrust my hand out to block Calabras. I'm like, stay your hand.
I mean, out of character, I'm glad you did that, because he was straight reaching for his fucking spear at that statement.
Oh, I know! I have played with you for now almost a year, if not longer. I understand.
Can I... And please correct me if I'm thinking this the wrong way. Seeing that out of the corner of my eye, can I kind of, you know, take a step back and do a perception check on the whole situation? Like, should I, you know, back away from this woman? Because if Kai's worried about it and he's holding Calibers off, there's probably something I shouldn't be up next to her.
Well, she wouldn't have let you get up next to her, and to begin with, you've been talking at, you know, kind of...
Yeah, at this point, we're like 30 feet apart, so we're almost yelling at each other.
It's not quite that to scale, but she's not exactly shoulder to shoulder with you guys.
You're like across a small room from each other.
I look at her and I go,
I'm assuming that I'm probably like maybe 15 feet away, about there. Hopefully it moved
That's not a terrible approximation.
And
I mean, you guys were approaching her,
further. Yeah.
Obviously, you probably would have hopefully stopped walking right up to her when conversation actually started.
Yeah. You know, just walk right up into her face and start talking at her.
Well, that's what my character would do, because I don't have those, you know, human conventions kind of down pat of, hey, we have conversations, but not like, hi, I'm right on top of you. How are you doing today?
My culture has no concept of personal space. How are you?
See? She understands.
I have to say, that's probably the best opening for Carrie's character once we start playing Star Trek.
Yes.
My culture has no concept of personal space. How are you?
Just like straight up in somebody's face.
I look at her as I just, like I said, thrust my hand out at Calabras. I go, I apologize. If you would like, later on this evening, I would love to treat you to a meal at the tavern.
He wants to wine and dine you.
And it would just be myself.
Hey, I thought we were supposed to have dinner together.
Eat with your mother.
What?
Don't respond to me. I'm not actually there.
I see no real merit in such an arrangement, so I will politely repeat my earlier statement. As long as you have no plans of hindering my investigation, I have no plans of hindering yours.
Very well. Calabras, Amy, let's go back.
Just to stay out of each other's hair, what exactly would consider hindering your investigation? Would be considered hindering your investigation? Josh? Josh.
He's still there.
Okay.
I'm not quite sure how to answer that question, honestly, is the funny thing.
Yeah, I broke the GM.
Not break the GM, but like I'm trying to think of something that would be a concrete answer to what she would, you know, regard as being interrupting her investigation other than breathing.
Yeah, so long as you don't step on leaves. As long as you don't open doors, and if you could stop walking, that'd be fine too.
if you find a pumpkin shaped door on a tree, don't go through it, please.
God damn it!
Well, let's just say I'd like to avoid such further pleasantries as this. Though I do suppose if either of us actually manage to locate this supposed phantom, our paths may invariably wind up crossing again.
Very well. Best of days, madam. As I walk by, I take a pretty gigantic slash out of a tree.
Uh-oh, he's mad.
Is that how you mark your territory, boy?
Oh, snap!
No, usually he picks up the things that he likes to mark.
She called you boy.
I do not respond.
By the way, that oh, snap was out of character.
That oh, snap!
I do not respond.
I doubt Calabres could snap his fingers wearing metal gauntlets.
Clang!
Clang!
It might actually spark, so there's your fire starter.
Hey, Carrie was right. The forest is going to be on fire when we get home.
All right. On that note, that's where we're going to go ahead and wrap up this episode. Thank you guys so much for hanging out with us this week here on the Manapool. Oh boy. hey, we split the party, you guys, and didn't kill the people that are wandering off into the woods.
Hey, we almost picked a fight with somebody that was about that, where the odds were not in our favor.
I am so glad that I'm going to begin chanting this thing.
Oh, man.
All right, so we'll be back next week with more of us and more of Raul and Carrie, too.
Hopefully. Yay. Well, I mean, you guys are all going to be asleep. We're probably going to be taking the first watch of the stakeout since we're the rested ones.
Excuse me, I'm a necromancer. I don't sleep.
I'm going to say, you have two people who physically don't sleep, and I need to sleep very little, so...
Well, technically, I don't sleep. At least you guys.
Somebody better put on the coffee because it's going to be a long night.
Hey, oh yeah!
All right, guys. So we have. If you want to help us out with the Manipool in this with this show and everything that we do in the Geek.io Network, make sure you go over to patreon.com/geek.io. You get to do some Slack hangouts and all that good stuff with us. Even if you help us out enough, you can make your own show right here on the network. You can get a hold of us via email, geekioshow@gmail.com, Twitter, Facebook. All of the social medias are all /geekioshow. For myself and for the rest of the crew here, and of course our amazing GM, Josh. We'll see you guys next time. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Later.
Bye.
This has been a Geek.io Media Network production. Copyright 2017.